kept these seats for you.
Oh, right at the front.
Thank you, Fallon. We'll have the best view in the hall.
And look who we're sitting next to.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Ruth. Oh, Ben and Josh over there too.
Yeah.
No, David.
No, he had other things to do. You okay there, Jack?
Oh, yes, thanks, I'm fine.
Oh, isn't this nice?
It's really good of you to come all this way.
It's only Darrington.
We weren't going to miss your first night.
Jack's had it in his diary.
Oh, yes, we've been looking forward to it.
And he did so enjoy talking with you the other day, didn't you, Jack?
Hmm?
When Fallon came over to talk about old times.
Oh, yes, yes, it's always nice to talk about the old days. I hope I didn't bore you too much.
No, it was great. I came back with lots of ideas.
So you've got some of Jack's stories. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy it anyway.
I'm sure we will.
Nervous?
Me? No, what makes you think that? Yeah, well, we've just put so much work into it. I hope it's not going to be a complete disaster.
Oh, no.
With such a talented bunch of performers, no way.
And well, we're all here to cheer you on.
Thanks. Well, it's good to see we've got a halfway decent house.
Yeah, it's filling up fast.
Fallon, come on,
yeah, man. Yeah. Well, I've got to go. We're about to start.
All right.
Good luck.
No, break a leg. That's what you say, isn't it?
Well, this should be interesting. I wonder how much there'll be about Ambridge.
Oh, quite a lot, I should think.
Changing times on the Ammon Perch. That's what it says here.
Well, I'm so glad there's a reasonable audience.
Not bad for Darrington on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank goodness.
And a little bird told me you've been helping the sales along.
No, all I did was pass the word around.
It seems to have done the trick.
Oh, look, shh. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Matt?
Alistair. Well, well, well.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
So what's this about? You had to change your heart?
If you mean about the horse... No, I haven't.
Ah. Shame.
You're asking too much of me, Matt. I can't do it. I can't destroy an animal that's able to lead a perfectly healthy life.
Well, your choice. I'm sorry all the same. I think you're making a big mistake.
Perhaps.
So why are you here?
I think we should talk. If it's not convenient now...
No. This is as good a time as any. You better come in.
Great! Look at them go!
They're so good, aren't they?
Fantastic!
I remember this.
This really takes you back, doesn't it?
No. I mean... The Grey Gables twist competition back in the 1960s. I told Fallon about it.
That's right, you did.
Me. I told her. This was my story.
You're an honourable man. As a professional, you have your stand as your principal.
Yes. And I'm not prepared to compromise.
No, of course, I understand that. But you and I, we know how it works. We all bend the rules a little from time to time. Everybody's out of your doctors, your lawyers. You did it with the blood transfusion.
I've got to draw the line somewhere.
Okay.
So far and no further.
All right. Look, I hear what you're saying. But let's keep a sense of proportion here, yeah? So the horse might be fit again one day. A year and a half, 2 years.
There's every chance it'll make a full recovery.
Yeah, but it's not guaranteed, is it, huh? Might be lame for the rest of his life.
Not in my opinion.
In your opinion, yeah. Another vet might see it differently.
You're not asking another vet, you're asking me.
Yeah, but it's not black and white, is it? There's a big grey area here. And who's to know it's only torn the one tendon? Could it just well have been two?
I don't think you understand.
We understand one another perfectly, Al. You're a mate and you're in a fix, quite a big fix. And I'm offering you an easy way out. You do the business, you sign the certificate, just a little technicality. No one's going to be any the wiser.
Look.
Then we get the insurance, I tear up those IOUs and everyone's happy. Come on, think about it. We can all stay friends. Isn't that worth sacrificing the odd scruple?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
Is that your last word?
Yes.
So, what about the 60 grand?
I'll pay you.
You think you can raise that much?
I do have assets. I'm not completely destitute.
It's a lot to put on your credit cards. Though if you've been playing the net, I guess...
I'll get you the money.
When?
I'll need a little time. A couple of weeks, perhaps. But I'll pay you back.
Okay, if that's how you want it, we'll do it your way.
Yes, that's how I want it.
But I still think you're making a big mistake.
Yeah! Bravo! Brilliant!
Wasn't it marvellous?
Is that really the end?
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Oh, that was the best show I've seen in years.
Great! They really did it well. It was such a laugh.
Some of those stories. If only half of them are true.
A few things about Penny Hassett I never knew before.
And the Grey Gables twist competition. You know, that was one of my stories.
Yes, dear.
I told her about it when she came to see me. Fancy her using it in her show.
Yes, she did such a lot of research in the end. And she was only meant to be doing the music.
But she did it so well, didn't she? Fantastic!
I thought so.
And the way she mixed the folk songs and the pop numbers was really clever.
We ought to find her and tell her.
Oh, yes, we must.
Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to go.
Oh.
Better grab my two before they disappear.
All right.
Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, all these people. Where do you think she'll be?
I'm not sure. Perhaps we better stay here.
Oh, there she is. Fallon!
I expect she's got lots of other people to talk to.
No, look, she's coming over.
Hello. What did you think?
It was wonderful. We so enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Especially the music.
Yes, congratulations. The best show I've seen in years.
Oh, thanks. Well, I still can't believe we got through it without a hitch.
It all looked very professional to me.
And you did the Grey Gables twist competition.
Oh, yeah.
I told you about that when you came over.
Yeah, I know. What did you think?
Marvellous. It was just how I remember it.
Great. And thanks again for telling me.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
And some of those other stories. I don't remember Teddy Boys in Darrington.
Oh, yeah, the comets. But one of them still lives here in the village.
Did they really push the vicar's car into the pond?
Well, yeah, that's what he says.
And what about the lad from Ambridge who fell off his bike when he saw his first minister?
Oh, yes.
I was trying to work out who it might have been. Do you know?
I'm not too sure. That wasn't one of mine.
Well, it was all such fun. Thank you again for inviting us.
Thanks for coming.
Now, I'm sure you've still got work to do, so don't let us keep you.
Oh, OK. Well, bye, then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, such a nice young lass. Hope she comes to see us again soon.
I'm sure she will. Now, my bag.
We're not going yet, are we?
Well, it's all finished now.
But what about Alan?
Alan?
Yes. You said, isn't he going to, what was it, climb down the church tower?
Oh, no, that's tomorrow, dear.
Is it?
Yes, at St. Stephen's. And he's not climbing, he's abseiling.
Oh, yes, that's the word I was thinking of.
Come on, it's time we went home.
Well, good for Fallon.
I don't know if they made a huge profit, but hopefully they'll have brought me even.
Yeah.
Kids really enjoyed it too, all singing along.
Oh, sorry, I missed it.
Well, they're doing Hollerton next week. You can always catch it then.
Well, I'll see how I'm fixed.
Okay. How have you done anyway?
Well, I've checked the ewes and lambs. And then I thought I'd make a start on this blasted pen for Monty.
Whose idea was that?
Yes, I know.
Well, I'm all for it if it stops Josh from sleeping in the shed.
Well, I'm going to need some more timber and netting, too.
No rush, anyway.
No.
Josh seems quite happy with things as they are.
Yeah. You know he had that beast back in his room last night?
I pretended not to notice.
He must think it's invisible or something.
Well, I wasn't going to wake him up and say, sorry, you'll have to put him out.
No, me neither.
And it does look so sweet curled up there.
Oh, Ruth.
Okay. Oh. I'm not going soft.
Oh. Well, as soon as I've finished this, out it goes at bedtime. You'll have no more excuses.
No. Anyway, I suppose I'd better go and think about supper.
All right. Oh, listen. Had a long chat with Sam while you were out about the clover.
Oh, right. And... what does he think?
He's not happy about plying and reseeding either. All that pasture out of production while it regrows.
So did he have any better ideas?
Ah, well, I told him my brilliant thought about stitching in the clover seed using a slot seeder, and he said, yeah, fine, that'll probably do the trick.
And we still keep the use of the pasture in the meantime?
Yeah, but Sam's got an even better idea.
Oh?
Well, it should be if it works. It gives us as much clover as we need, and we'd only have the cost of the seed.
So?
Well, he reckons that all we have to do is mix in a bit of clover seed into our regular dairy feed, so the cows take it in, it goes through in the usual way, and then when it comes out the other end...
Is he serious?
Yeah, he is. No, when you think about it...
No reason why not, I suppose.
Yeah, the seed gets scattered in the cow patch, and it has a ready-made supply of fertiliser to germinate.
That's great!
And we end up with lots of clover-rich pasture.
It's so simple.
Yeah. And it's eco-friendly too, no fuel costs involved.
I like it.
Okay, well, we got our next feed delivery on Thursday. Let's give it a try.
Oh, hell.
Right, hello.
Al, I'll charge your home number, but...
No, I'm not at home.
No. Okay, well, look, this is just a quick call. I've been thinking over the little chat we had earlier.
Yes?
You've made your choice. If you want to buy yourself out of trouble, so be it.
Yes, I do.
There you go, Ben. It's your business, of course, but I am a bit concerned about the timescale here.
I'm not sure if I...
Look, you mentioned a couple of weeks, am I right?
Yeah, about that.
Well, look, I've been hanging on to those IOUs for quite a while now. 60K's a lot of money. I'm not prepared to wait forever.
You won't have to. I said I'd pay you back...
Yeah, yeah, in about 2 weeks, yeah. What does that mean, exactly? 3 weeks? A month?
I'm afraid I can't be more precise.
Yeah. Precision, that's what I'm asking for here. So, let's talk dates, shall we?
That's difficult for me.
OK, well, let me help you out, Al. How about the 6th? That's next Saturday.
A week? Matt, I really don't know if
OK, look, next Saturday it is, OK? Say 1 o'clock. I'll expect to see you then with the money. Don't be late, will you?
OK then, lads. Anything you need, tell Jarlene. She'll sort you out.
Sid!
Morning! Yeah. Afternoon.
Sid, you naughty boy.
Huh?
We're almost ready to start.
Yes, I've been seen to the Morris dancers.
Well, where's the green man? Why aren't you in your costume?
Oh, yes,
I'm... After I've gone to all this trouble.
Jack is on his way. I'm going inside to change now.
Good. Well, look, you'll be needing these too.
Huh?
Just a few more sprigs of greenery, darling.
Sprigs?
Yeah, freshly cut from my garden by my own fair hand.
You're going to have a tree there.
Well, you ought to wear them. It's traditional.
Wear them out.
We'll manage. We'll have to tie them round your shoulders somehow.
Yes.
And last but not least, the pièce de résistance. Here.
A beard?
Yes, darling. Well, Jack wouldn't be Jack without his big green beard.
So, you're asking me to...
Well, yes, why ever not? Are you going to bother? You might as well look the part. I mean, it's traditional, a big green beard. Oh, come on. It's all part of the fun, darling. The customers will love it.
Yeah, but don't scare them off.
Oh, you look fabulous, darling. Look, come on, I'll come in and help you change.
Oh, no. Thanks all the same. I'll manage.
No, not nervous at all, really.
No?
My hands are shaking. It's just because it's chilly in here.
I'm sure you've nothing to be nervous about.
That's what Rob keeps telling me. My tame abseiling expert.
Well, then.
Well, he's up there now, double-checking the equipment.
OK.
I was about to go up and join him, get some last-minute tips.
Well, I won't keep you. What time's the bishop getting here?
Oh, about half an hour.
Do you want me to meet
him? No. I'll make sure I'm around to look after him. It's so good of him to come out here and support us.
Yes, twice in as many weeks.
He's doing us a real favour. I'll try and make sure he has a good time. I'm not due to go on, as it were, till about 3.
So we'll have to get everyone down here.
Yeah, Sid's going to make an announcement.
If there's anything else I can do...
No, that's very kind. You go and enjoy the May Day fun with everyone else.
Well, actually, Daniel's off with Jamie, and I'm at a bit of a loose end. I wouldn't mind something to keep me busy.
Well, okay, yeah. If you could help to get everyone down here in time. I'm going to make a little speech for a start.
Uh-huh.
try and whip up some last-minute sponsorship.
Oh, never too late, I suppose.
And if you're really bored, you can always take round a bucket and beg for change. Shake it around.
Yeah, of course I will.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Saying a few quick prayers.
Why, do you think I should be?
Hey, joke, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right then, Alan.
Our buckets are in the porch.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you.
So, how are you feeling?
Oh, great. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, nervous wreck.
Why am I doing this? Me who gets vertigo when I climb into the pulpit.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm okay, really. Can't say I'm looking forward to it, though.
Well, I think you're being very brave.
Oh, thanks. I'm feeling better already.
Well, you'll be fine. You might even enjoy it.
Yeah, so long as I don't get stuck halfway or something. Left dangling there like a Christmas decoration.
No.
Make a complete fool of myself in front of half the parish and the bishop.
That's why Rob's there, to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you're right, I know.
And when you get down, I'll be there waiting for you.
Oh, hello. You stuck a bush in the middle of the green.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, a talking bush. And it does a possible imitation of Sid Perks.
All right, knock it off.
So, Sid, is that really you underneath all that shrubbery?
Who else were you expecting?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't stand there too long if I were you. You'd get pruned.
Look, do you want a bun or don't you?
Yeah, please.
Right. Onions and mustard?
Oh, yeah, pile it on. There is just one thing I'm curious about. Yeah, tell me. I mean, speaking as a species of plant life, how does it feel to be pollinated?
I'm warning you, Kenton.
Sorry, okay.
If you're not careful, you'll end up in a bun with mustard on it.
Ah, yes, there's my green man.
Oh, hello.
You see, darling, I said you... Sid?
What?
What are those on your legs?
Well, they're jogging buttons.
Well, where are the tights?
Tights?
Yeah, they were too small.
Too small? They stretch, darling. That's the thing about tights.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They just weren't comfortable, so I wore these instead.
Yeah, but they don't go with the rest. They look ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Well, what about the rest of me?
But Jack never wore jogging bottoms. It's not...
Not traditional. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going back into change now.
Oh, well...
Yeah, come on. I've put up with the beards.
Yeah, I think the beard's a definite improvement.
Already worried about being a fire hazard.
Oh, you'll be fine. Just, keep downwind of the hog roast.
All right, darling, I'll let you off the tights.
That's very generous of you.
Yeah, I think you should wear this gear all year round, Sid.
Oh, do you?
You become a local tourist attraction. Come and see the Green Man of Ambridge. Mind you, be a bit tricky come autumn, I suppose.
That'll be £1.50.
Now, Kenton, that's enough teasing. Sorry. Poor old Sid, he's been very patient, letting me bully him into dressing up like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind, really. Anything to keep the punters happy.
That's the spirit.
And it seems to have worked. All our planning and organisation.
Yes, darling, you've pulled in a good crowd. I'm impressed.
Yeah, we're doing good business. And that's all that matters.
Hello. Anyone got any spare change?
Hold on.
Well, don't look at me. I've got no pockets.
Yep. There you go.
Thanks.
Is this for Alan's daring feat?
Yes, he's almost ready to go. Sid, if you give it about 5 minutes...
Yeah, I'll make the announcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I better get down there too.
Yeah, I don't want to miss it.
I'll see if Fallon can take over here. Fallon?
Right, I'll...
Hey, sis, how you doing? You okay?
Yes, I...
You sure? You don't look so great.
Well...
But I've been worried about you.
No, I'm...
There's a seat over there. Why don't we just...
No, I told Alan...
Hey, no, come on. Never mind the bucket. Tell me all about it.
Oh, dear, Kenton, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No one's noticed.
Oh, it's just beat so hard. Trying not to let it show. Trying to keep things together.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but I've got to try. I've got to keep going, even if it's just for Daniel.
You're doing great, sis.
And I just can't bear the thought of anyone finding out.
No, I know.
Oh, having to explain it all to Mum and Dad.
It's okay, Shula. No one else knows about it. It's just you, me and Caroline.
Mm. So, have you been able to talk to Alistair?
Well, I've tried, but he's still not giving much away.
Nothing.
Look, except to make it pretty clear, he's not having an affair. I'm sure that's not the problem.
Oh, so I was right. He has stopped loving me.
No.
Well,
no.
It does happen to other couples, so why not to us?
Yeah, I really don't think it's that simple. There's got to be something else.
Yes, but what? something so bad, so terrible that he's had to leave. And he doesn't want to be with me. He can't even talk about it.
It may not be so bad. We all need some space sometimes.
Oh, come on, Kenton. You know it's much more than that. It must be because of me. It's something I've done or the way I've treated him.
No. Come on, you mustn't let yourself think that.
So why else?
Well, like I said, my hunch is it's something way more complicated.
Oh, Kenton, I don't want to lose him. Him back. I want us to be together again.
So, whatever he feels about you, you still...
Oh, yes, yes, I love him, of course I do. And I want to understand. If he's in trouble, I want to help him. I want us to be happy like we were before. But there's nothing I can do.
Hey, don't despair. He's not disappeared. He's still around. He's still keeping his job together, still coming into work.
Oh, yes, but I don't see him. He doesn't talk, not even to Daniel. He's leading a completely separate life and we're not part of it.
Okay, well, my gut feeling is to take it gently. Not to push things, not yet. No, give him a couple of days.
Yes, but...
He's okay staying with me for as long as it takes. I'll watch out for him.
Will you?
Yeah. I'll make sure he's okay. And as soon as he's ready, I'll try and talk it all through with him. I'll try and get to the bottom of all this.
Oh, thank you.
That's the least I can do. You know, he's not just my brother-in-law, he's a mate.
Yes.
Yeah. Feeling better now?
Yeah, a bit. Thank you.
Okay, well...
ladies and gents, boys and girls, can I have your attention, please?
Well, must be nearly time for Alan to do his stuff. Let's stroll down to the church, shall we?
Right, everyone, before I climb the tower for my death-defying descent, I'd like to say a few quick words. Hope they won't be my last. First, thank you all for coming along, and thanks especially to Bishop Cyril for coming out here today to support us.
Hey!
While you're all here, I can tell those of you who watched or took part in our Easter soapbox derby that we raised the magnificent total of £2,124 for Vicars on Wheels. I should make special mention here of Christopher Carter, who worked so hard to raise quite a significant part of that sum. And this also might be a good time to remind you all that I'm hoping to raise quite a lot more in sponsorship this afternoon. My forms are there at the bottom of the tower, or you can put some cash into one of the buckets. Well, it doesn't look as if I can put off the fateful moment any longer, so I'll get inside and start climbing.
Who's that up there with him?
His friend Rob, the abseiling expert.
Oh, expert. Well, I hope he knows what he's doing.
So do I.
Though I'm sure it's all perfectly safe.
Well, now he's there, it does look an awfully long way to come down.
But don't worry, darling, he'll be fine.
Yes, I know.
Oh, look, we've even got the press here.
Oh.
That nice man from the Echo.
That'll make Alan even more nervous. Look, I think he's going to...
Okay, Alan, you all set?
Yeah. Ready? Here goes.
Oh!
Be careful!
Oh. You're doing fine, mate. About 20 feet to go.
Oh, nearly there.
Looks to me as if he's enjoying it, darling. Having a whale of a time.
Well, so long as he's safe.
Oh. He's quite good at it, too. You'd never guess it was his first time.
Come on, Alan.
I told you, darling, there was no need to worry.
There you go. Steady now. Another 6 feet.
Wow.
And... Yeah! Whoa, let's hit you down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well done, mate. You made it.
Oh, this is so amazing.
Alan.
That was fantastic. That was one of the best.
Oh, you were great. Well done.
That was easy. Once I was over the top, it was fine. It's just so exhilarating. I'll have to get up there and do it again.
Oh, no, you don't. Not yet. Here.
Hey, don't smile. That's the Echo photographer.
Oh, well, so what? Why shouldn't I kiss you? You deserve it.
Oh.
Edward.
What?
Nothing.
just saying hello.
Yeah, well, I'm away down to Oliver's.
Busy?
Yeah, we're getting the sheds ready for the dairy equipment. Bulk tank and that.
So how's it all going?
Fine, yeah, it's great. Got a mixer for the concrete. I'm down there every day till it's all done.
Oh, that's good. And that's one reason I wanted to speak to you.
Yeah?
Well, you know how much this means to your granddad. Dairy cows back at Grange Farm with you looking after him.
Yeah.
Well, he'd love to come down and see the cows when they arrive.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do you think Oliver would mind?
No, of course he wouldn't. I'll ask him about it.
Oh, thanks.
Well, the lorry's coming late this afternoon. I'll find out when, yeah?
Joe would be so pleased.
Okay, well, look, I'd better get down there.
Edward.
What?
No, I don't suppose there's no point.
But if you're going to have another go at me about George and the lawyers...
No. If you and Emma and William want to fight over
Mum,
it, waste all that money when you could just sit down together and talk.
Mum, I keep telling you, it's not us that wants to fight. It's not me and Emma. But if Will wants to tough this out, then he's...
Yeah, see you, Susan.
All right. Shan't say another word. I know I'd be wasting my breath.
Clary, I get...
Oh, it's you.
I'm going.
You won't forget to tell Joe?
No, I'll tell him.
Tell Joe what?
Oh, he wants to go and see the new dairy cows when they come to Grange Farm.
Oh, we'll have to be quick. Don't suppose they'll be there for long.
Eddie!
Well, Oliver, master of Hound Sterling with his hobby farm. He'll never make it fun.
Come on, I'll be late back for work.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm going with Pat to the supermarket, so I won't need taking.
Yeah, just as well. Got a busy afternoon. Finishing the prototype for my new line.
What new line?
Ah, you'll see.
I've heard back from the electrician. He can make a start tomorrow morning.
Oh, great.
Think we'll be ready for him?
Yeah, well, we've blocked off that doorway. If we can get this floor done this afternoon.
Good.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Well, we're well up to schedule anyway. The tank itself won't be here before the end of the week.
Ah, we'll soon have it all up and running.
And, if you do change your mind about the plumbers...
How do you want to pay them to put a wash basin in for if I can do it cheaper?
Well, I'm all for saving money.
Look, I can do it, Oliver. It's a simple job, honestly. Nothing to it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Ed, we're making real progress.
Well, I'll make a list for the builders' merchants. I could nip in tomorrow morning, if you like.
So, you are free tomorrow, then?
Yeah.
Well, I know that Emma's working.
Oh, no, it's Will's time to have George.
And you're happy to...
There's not much we can do to stop him, is there?
No.
Look, last week was different. George was only just back from holiday. That's why we were...
Look, I really don't mean to interfere. And I'm glad you'll be able to carry on here tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, Oliver, what time's the lorry coming with the Guernseys?
She'll be here in a couple of hours.
You wouldn't mind if Grandad came down to see him, would you?
No, I'd be delighted. Bring the whole family down, if you like.
Thanks. Well, you can leave Dad out. He won't be coming.
Shut up, Scruff!
Yes, I understand that. What about 50? So you still can't? Yes, I see. No security. Thank you. Goodbye.
Scruff, wait!
Well, hello! All right, Scruff, get down.
Sorry, he wouldn't stay.
No, that's okay. So, how's things?
Oh, I'm all right. It's Scruff.
So what's the matter with him?
I was walking him for Linda. He keeps stopping and scratching his ear, shaking his head.
I see.
I thought it might be an infection or something, and as you're in surgery, I...
Okay. Come on then, Scruff. Let's have a look.
There we go.
Well, you're back early.
So well this afternoon. Got it all finished at last.
Eh?
My latest work of genius. There. Look.
It's a gnome.
The new line I've been working on. That's going to make us rich this summer. Well, what do you reckon?
Don't look much to me. Just like your ordinary gnomes.
Ah.
What do you mean, You couldn't sell them before. Who's not selling them now going to make you rich?
It may look like an ordinary gnome.
Because that's what it is.
That's where you're wrong. There's nothing ordinary about this gnome.
Well, I can't see what's so special about it.
Well, if you get up from out of that chair, you'll find out.
I'm quite comfy where I am, thank you very much.
All right. Suit yourself.
I can see it well enough from here. Just an ordinary gnome.
Any tea going?
In the pot.
Hey, you know what we missed yesterday? Down at the church.
But the Flying Vicar?
Ah, but according to Susan, when he got to the bottom, Usha came up and started snogging him.
Snogging?
Yeah, in front of the old crowd and the bishop.
No, it's just a peck on the cheek.
Peck?
According to Clary.
That's not what I heard. This was proper full on.
Well, why not? Vicars must be flesh and blood like the rest of us.
Oh, it's nice to be out.
Oh, Clary, love.
Eddie, you're back already.
Hello.
You can give me a hand with this, look.
Just getting me tea.
You wouldn't believe the queue at the checkout, and then I'd forgotten the bananas. Oh, Eddie.
What?
Come on, I ain't in the mood.
Wasn't
Eddie.
Me, honest.
Well, it's me neither.
Look, give me a hand. There's stuff we could have freezer. Oh, for goodness sake.
I told you it wasn't me. Yeah.
The gnome! It was the gnome!
Eh?
Yeah, the new line I was telling you about. Yeah, on the table.
What, do you mean that gnome?
Yeah.
A wolf whistling gnome, eh? Well, I'm... Oh, yeah. Well, how does it do that, Eddie? How does it work?
Well, it's got a sensor, say.
Oh, huh?
I got the gadget from a mate. When you move, it whistles.
Yes, man.
I don't know. Sometimes I think...
Real genius invention, Clary. The punters will...
the punters will love them, I know.
They're going to make us rich.
It'll get you into a lot of trouble if you ain't careful.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Edward.
You again? What do you want?
I thought you'd still be working.
Well, you thought wrong, didn't you?
Come on in and have some tea.
Sorry, tea's all finished.
What?
Eddie, please turn that gnome off.
All right.
Oh, Grandad, I just came to say they're delivering the Guernseys tonight.
Oh, huh?
Well, you said you wanted to come and see.
Oh, well, you don't want to miss that.
Well, come on, then. I'll get you a lift.
Well, I'm coming.
Oh, can I come and see him too?
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, everyone's welcome.
If you can wait a second while I just finish...
Oh, that's fine. Oh,
Dairy Cows, Beckett Grange Farm. Bring that camera along, Terry.
Yeah, I will.
God, waste of blooming time.
Well, if you're staying here, you can put the rest of the shopping away. I'm going with Edward.
So you mustn't worry. We all get itchy sometimes, eh? Dogs especially.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Linda could give him a bath sometime. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I've got a couple of visits to make, so...
Dad? What's going on?
Well...
Why are you staying with Uncle Kenton? When are you coming home?
It's difficult to... Have you talked to your mum about it?
She says you've not been getting on. You need some time to sort it out.
Well, that's about the truth, I suppose.
But why? I don't get it.
I know it must be hard for you to understand, but...
I know you've been arguing all the time. I'm not stupid.
No, I didn't say you were.
But why can't you stay here and sort it out? Why do you have to go?
Sometimes, when two people have had an argument, best thing is for them not to see each other for a while.
But what about me? I'm left here. I've got nothing to do. Mum's all stressed out. It's rubbish.
Daniel, I wish it wasn't like this. I'm missing you too. But when things are better, as soon as your mum and I have sorted this out...
When's that going to be?
Wish I could say.
What if you can't sort things out? You might go off and never come back.
Daniel, whatever happens, I promise
Daniel?
You...
Daniel, it's time
what?
For... Your tea's ready.
Yeah. I'm not deaf. No need to shout.
Bye, Daniel.
I'm sorry, I didn't know he was bothering you.
He wasn't. He was worried about Scruff.
Oh.
And he's a bit confused
yes,
about...
Yes, I know.
I wasn't sure how much you'd told him.
The truth, as far as I'm able.
Yes.
Though there's so much I don't understand myself.
Look, I...
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
The old yard, eh? All strode down and ready.
Looks nice and tidy.
Just how we always used to keep it, eh?
Well,
How many cows is coming?
Well, I think it's a dozen. Isn't that right, Edward?
Yeah, 12 in-calf heifers. It's just our first batch, boy.
Oh, you'll have a good-sized herd when you're done.
Yeah, we will.
Traditional breed, homegrown forage, and it's local. Punters will be queuing up.
Well, that's what we're hoping.
Go back to the old ways. We knew how to do it in them days.
I just wish Eddie weren't so down on it all.
Yeah.
Well, I can see it ain't easy for him. After we worked so hard only to see this place go under.
Yeah, but all the same. Oh, this family, there's always something to fight about.
Mum.
Well, I'm sick of it all, love. Why do we have to argue? Why can't we...
Here it is, look. Here's the lorry.
Oh. Right, I'm going to go give Oliver a hand.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah. Isn't that a sight for sore eyes?
Oh, yes. Nice looking bunch of heifers.
Oh, them big brown eyes.
Oh, never mind the eyes, it's the udders that count.
Oh,
here he comes back at Grange Farm. Well, I never thought I'd live to see the day.
Well, it takes you back then, Grandad.
Oh, if I had tuppence for every time I've milked cows out of this yard.
Yes.
Though, of course, we never had Guernseys. And we used churns in them old days.
Yes.
You made a few changes, but it don't look much different now to what it was then.
Well, maybe you've got a few tips on how to use a milking bale.
A bale? Mm. Oh, you had one here after the fire.
Well, I'm still trying to get a hold of a good used one.
Oh, that might not be so easy.
Well, there's a firm up north that has sent me some details. Hey, do you want to have a look?
Oh, yeah, we'd be very interested.
Okay, then I'll see if I can dig them out.
It's the last we'll see of them two for a while.
Yeah. Oh, I think they're lovely cows, Edward. Yeah. I'm very pleased for you.
Yeah. Never mind all this aggro with Willie. We'll get over it.
I hope so.
Now, this is what it's all about, Mum. These heifers. For me and George and Emma.
Yeah, I know what it means to you, Edward.
If this all works out, this could be our future.
The Blue Boar in Hollerton and their new bistro in King Street.
Yeah, I know the one.
So now, with two new restaurants signed up...
So they're both definites?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for a trial period. And hopefully they'll both become regular clients.
The chef at the bistro is a real fan.
Yeah, he raved about the product. He already does speciality bangers and mash, so now he can offer Tom Archer venison sausages too.
Yeah, well done. That's a great piece of marketing.
Thanks, mate. Plus there's Grey Gables, of course, and the butchers. So that's what I'd call a pretty solid client base.
Even Brian's got to be impressed.
You really don't think he's caught on?
No, he hasn't the faintest.
It's got to be the best kept corporate secret ever.
Right under Brian's nose and he hasn't a clue.
Oh, I'm so going to enjoy the look on his face when he finds out.
Oh, I wish I was coming to this meeting.
Why don't you?
4 o'clock, up at the farm?
I'm working, remember?
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I'll have to get a... Oh.
Who's that? Kenton reminding you not to be late?
No, text from Dad. Shopping.
So, not your new mate, Lord Haywood? What is it?
Well, it might have been, but, one doesn't text, one gets one's secretary to leave a message.
Seriously? Okay. Still, nothing like going straight to the top, I suppose.
Only way to do business.
Though it may not have done as much good.
But didn't you say...
It was really nice and friendly, but we still haven't got our pitch at the show.
Oh.
Not really up to his lordship. It's the show secretary who makes the final decision.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for him to call back.
But if you've got his boss on side.
Yeah, it's in the bag. You'll see.
I hope so. Anyway, I'll have to go.
Okay, see you later, then.
See ya. Have fun at your meeting.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Hiya. What's up? Where's George?
Where do you think?
You don't mean...
Yeah, he's still down at Will's. He should have been back an hour and a half ago.
What's Will's excuse?
Well, I can't get through. He's not answering.
You try keeping
us? Yeah, of course. He's not down there.
Okay.
I know where he is. He's sat at home with George and he's not answering the phone and he doesn't give a toss.
Look, he might have got the time wrong or something.
Oh, come on, Ed. He's not stupid. He's doing it on purpose just to get back at me.
Maybe.
Well, of course he is. He's playing his stupid power games just to show he's not given up. Divorce or no divorce, he can still mess me around whenever he feels like it.
Yeah.
But I can't stand it, Ed. I came back from work. I've been sitting around here waiting. I'm sick and fed up with it all.
Okay. I suppose we should have seen this coming.
What are we going to do about it?
Easy. If we won't bring George back, we'll have to go down there and get him.
So, you're looking at a premium quality venison sausage, created with the help of a professional chef, produced and packaged, ready for the market.
And with a solid client base already established.
Three good restaurants and a speciality butcher's.
Yeah.
So, Brian, what do you think?
Well,
come on, aren't you going to congratulate us?
Well, you certainly caught me on the hop, I grant you that.
Tom deserves most of the credit.
I mean, I had no idea you'd been launching a whole new product.
So, do you like it?
I can see you put a lot of work into it. And, well, I mean, it's as good as you say.
Why don't you have another taste?
No, I'm not faulting the product. It's very good. I mean, why did you wait till now to tell me about it?
Well,
you know, we didn't want to bother you with unnecessary details, Brian.
What?
We thought the decision-making process would be more effective if it just involved the two of us.
Oh. After all, as you keep reminding us, there's no reason why everyone should have to be consulted over these day-to-day business arrangements.
Hold on.
Though, of course, we know how easy it is to feel left out when ideas are pushed through over your head without you being consulted.
Yes, but it's nothing personal, Brian. It's all for the good of the business.
Ouch. Okay, point taken.
Seriously, though. We think it's a great product with great potential.
Yes, I don't think I'll argue with that. Well done.
So, you approve?
Well, it's been well thought out. You've done your research, found your market. I'm not about to undo all your good work just because I wasn't included.
Great. So we're all happy then?
As you say, it's all good for the business.
Okay.
Actually, I think perhaps Jenny should be in on this.
Right, shall I...
No, it's okay. I'll get her. Is she in the garden?
Oh, she's out there somewhere, yes. I'll let you tell her the good news.
Okay, I'll do that.
I'm sure she's going to be just as surprised as I am.
Yes, Brian. Go on, admit it. Tom's got one past you this time.
Well, to be fair, I had pretty much the same idea myself about venison sausages.
Oh, come on. You can't pretend...
No, it's perfectly true. Though I was planning to wait until our ordinary line was better established. Sell them under our brand along with the venison.
Mm. Well, Tom's got in there first, and it's his name on the packet.
Yes, he's learning fast, I'll give him that.
Picked up a few business tips from you, perhaps.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And you're right, it's just the kind of thing I'd have done myself.
So, game to Tom Archer?
All right, yes. Yeah, perhaps I've underestimated him. I'll have to watch my back from now on.
Come on. Nearly there. No. One more step. Yeah. Oh, you're a clever boy, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Sorry, George. Yeah, all right, I'm coming.
There. See, I knew it.
Oh, well, look at this.
Hey, hold on.
Very nice. It's all very cosy in here.
What is this? You can't just come walking in here.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, so?
George, you should have brought him back nearly 2 hours ago.
Slipped your mind, did it?
None of your business.
Well, it's my business, and I want him back now.
Well, now, just a minute.
How dare you do this to me? I've been waiting at home. You won't even answer the phone. What gives you the
right? Me? What about last week?
What?
You hid him from me. You wouldn't even let me...
Last week has got nothing to do with it.
You want us to play fair, then you're going to have to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Like I can trust you, to be fair.
See, he carries on like this, then he wonders why we have to get the lawyers.
So what if I'm a few minutes late?
Minutes?
George is happy. He's having a good time. Why should he go back?
You just don't get it, do you? You're on a different planet.
Look, I said, it's nothing to do with you.
Oh, isn't it?
No. You've given us enough grief already. It's all because of you we're in this mess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he's my son, not yours, in case you'd forgotten.
Yeah, well, some dad you are.
What's that supposed to
mean? The way you're treating George, messing around, you're just using him to get back at Emma.
Look, I'm warning you.
If you already cared for him, then you
would not... You think I don't care?
If you did, then you wouldn't be doing
this. That's enough. You come busting in here like you own the place, start telling me what
Will.
To do. This is my house. I want you out of
yeah?
it. Get out or I'll...
Do what?
Will,
right,
please.
You asked for it.
Stop it.
There now.
Come on, then.
For goodness sake.
Get out. Go on.
Stop it,
get
please.
Out.
Get out. Please.
Don't go anywhere.
Stop it. Stop, please. Stop fighting, Buster.
okay?
George!
What?
No!
No!
Oh, my God.
George!
Yeah, get it off
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. Is he okay?
I don't know. Oh, his forehead is bleeding.
No, here, let me.
What you two were fine. He pulled it down and it fell on him.
All right, George. Listen.
Oh, that's great. Why wasn't it fixed up properly?
Shut up.
Oh, it's both of you. If you haven't been so stupid.
There's a bump on the back of his head, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, we'll get the doctor.
Oh, George.
No. We'll take him straight to the hospital. Come on.
Honestly, he didn't know what to say. He just sat there with this sort of weird grin on his face.
Great, well done.
Yeah, I must say, it feels pretty good. I finally scored one against Brian.
Well, I've got some good news too. Guess what?
Yeah?
You've got your pitch at the Borsetshire show.
You're kidding?
No, I just had a call from the secretary. We're on.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Though, he didn't sound too happy about it, mind.
Oh, well.
It's like we'd gone over his head. He'd had his arm twisted by his lordship.
Yeah, never mind that.
So, anyway, the catering guy is going to be in touch over the next few days.
Brenda, you are a genius.
Yeah. Just, born that way, I suppose.
Seriously. I really do appreciate what you've done. I'll have to try and show you how grateful I am.
Emma, how is he?
Okay. It's not as bad as it looks. He's going to be fine.
Thank God. Oh.
Doctor says scalp wounds always bleed a lot. There's no fracture or concussion, just the bumps.
And where is he?
Well, Will's got him. He's coming now. We can take him home if we keep an eye on him. They've given me a list of symptoms to watch out for, but, well, they wouldn't let him go if they were worried.
Did they ask how it happened?
Of course. Told them, said it was an accident.
That's the truth, I suppose.
Maybe.
There she is. Look, there's your mum.
Oh, they put a dressing on his forehead.
Oh, no, George. Are you feeling better now?
Here you are. I'll take him.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, poor lad. You're a sore head, have you?
Come on, then. Let's get out of here. I just hope you both realise how lucky we are. So lucky.
Yeah.
It could have been so much worse. George, you might...
Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me that.
Is that all you've got to say?
Okay, that we both lost it.
Lost it? The pair of you scrapping away like animals.
It was wrong. I'm not denying that. I should have kept my cool. No.
Yeah. That goes for me too.
I'm just disgusted with the both of you. Not just with you. The whole business. We should all be ashamed of ourselves, me included.
Emma.
Well, we should. It should never have come to this.
No.
Look at us. The way we've been carrying on, squabbling like kids over who gets to have George, and... Well, now this happens.
Whose fault's that?
Head.
Hey, you can't go blaming me.
I don't care whose fault it is. Listen to yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it all. It's time we grew up. Started thinking of what's good for George, not for us.
Yeah, of course.
I mean it. We can't let things go on like this. It has got to stop.
Still no sign of Alistair?
No. That's over half an hour late for his appointment.
And he's usually so punctual.
Well, I suppose it's only a routine call, one lame heifer.
OK, well, while you're waiting, take a look at this.
Yeah, go.
This page. Here.
Blimey, is that...
It is.
Usher and Alan?
After the abseiling, when he got to the bottom of the tower.
Whoa, big kiss.
Isn't it great?
Well, you can see Alan's enjoying it anyway. You almost see the smoke coming out of his ears.
Oh, go on, don't be such a prude.
What? No, don't get me wrong, it's a great picture. Good luck to them. Although, I'm not sure how some of his parishioners are going to take it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
No, I can see a few raised eyebrows, you know. Vicar Snog's girlfriend on page 3 of the Echo.
Well, I'm going to cut it out and keep it.
Yeah, you do that.
Ah, here he is.
Sorry I'm so late.
Hi.
It's okay.
Been one hell of a morning. Then I got stuck behind your feed lorry.
Oh, is he here then?
Yes, just turning in from the lane.
Oh, okay, I'll have to go and sort him out.
You heard about our cunning plan for self-seeding clover?
No.
I am going to add clover seed to the dairy feed.
Oh, yes, I see.
Clever, isn't it?
Ingenious, yeah.
We'll let you know how it works.
I'll be back in a bit.
You sure you're going to be all right with your shoulder?
Yeah, yeah, I'll take it steady.
Right, so, what...
The heifer you saw last week, with the stone in her foot?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sam's still a bit worried about her.
Right. Sorry, I'm not quite my usual efficient self today.
He was still a bit grumpy this morning, but otherwise he's fine.
CD rifle, that was some trick, George.
Oh, it was so awful, Benton.
Yeah, I bet.
I still feel sick when I think about it.
Well, accidents will happen.
Well, this was more than just an accident.
Yeah, I...
Did Brenda tell you?
Yeah, I got the gist of it. It was Will and Ed, yeah?
Yeah, they started fighting over him and... Well, I was yelling at him to stop and no one was watching George.
It was easily done.
And the next thing I knew, he was lying there.
Yeah, it could have been really nasty.
It's my own stupid fault.
Yours? No, I don't see how you can, well, blame yourself.
He's my baby. I'm responsible for him. I should have taken better care of him.
Hey, come on.
Well, I'm going to make sure nothing like it ever happens again.
Well, he's okay now, that's the main thing.
Yeah, but we were so lucky.
Yeah.
There now. You want your dinner?
Well, I won't keep you. I'll be on my way.
Oh, it was really nice of you to call round.
I was popping in on Mum and Dad anyway, so...
Oh, Kenton, if anyone else asks what happened, can you tell him it was, like you said, an accident?
Yeah, of course. I'll be discreet.
I feel bad enough already without the whole village gossiping.
Oh, well, maybe this will cheer you up. You seen this week's Echo?
Oh, you mean Alan and Usha?
Yeah. With any luck, they'll be too busy gossiping about that.
Mum's not happy about it, for one.
No?
She thinks it's undignified. Alec can go out with whoever he likes, but there's no need for them to flaunt it in public.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
OK, well, I better get back to Brenda.
You,
No, I just called in to see how George was getting along. Bye then, Em.
Yes, see you. Thanks again for calling.
See ya. Hello, Georgie. How's your bump, eh?
He won't eat his dinner.
OK, I won't touch it.
How are you doing, Em?
I'm OK, I'm fine.
Make you feel better.
Not Ed.
Come on. George is okay. Oh, it's all over now. We can forget it and move on.
Forget it? No.
What? It was a shock, but he's fine now. We'll get over it. Who knows? Maybe after this, Will's going to stop messing us around, eh?
You ought to get back to Oliver's. Well, I must get George to eat something.
Well, maybe I'll try and finish a bit early then.
Well...
What's the matter?
What? I may not be back myself. I'm going down to Will's.
Why? I mean, it's not his day to have George.
Yeah, I know. But me and him, we've got to have a talk.
The shoe can come off now. It should be fine in a couple of days.
Okay.
I've given her some more painkillers.
What about you, David? How's the shoulder?
Oh, fine. No problem. Got all the clover seed into the bin.
Well done.
So now the rest is up to the cows.
Oh, Helen!
Oops.
Oh, shh. Great. All this stuff's supposed to be sterile.
Here, let me give you...
No, it's okay, don't worry.
Oh, it could be worse.
Dropped right in the muck. Just about sums up my whole day.
Bad as that, eh?
We're just going to put the kettle on. Why don't you come in for a cuppa?
Well...
Yeah, sit down, tell us all about it. Might do you good, mate.
No, thanks all the same.
You sure?
Yeah, I've got another call to make.
Oh, okay. Another time.
Bye.
Bye then.
Bye. So, what's up with him?
No idea. He looks terrible. Well?
Oh, hello.
Oh, I can see you're busy. I called in at the house, but...
How's George, is he?
Yeah, he's okay, he's fine. I left him with Dad.
So?
There's a few things I want to talk over, if you've got a minute.
Yeah, sure, if you like.
After what happened last night...
Look, I know I was stupid. I lost it. I should have never let Ed wind me up like that.
it won't happen again.
All right.
And I fixed up the CD rack this morning, screwed it to the wall, so it's safe.
Okay.
Well, the accident really shook me up. I don't want to see it happen again.
No. Though maybe there's some good come out of it.
How?
It's made me realise what a terrible situation we got into. All this shouting and arguing and misery over who gets to have George and when.
Yeah, well...
All so stupid and pointless.
It weren't just me.
No, I'm not saying it was. I'm just as much to blame, but... If we go on like this, apart from all the stress and what it's doing to us... What's George going to think of us when he's old enough to understand? It's really going to mess him up.
Yeah, I know.
So, from now on, I want things to be different. We've got to stop fighting and try and think what's best for him and not for us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want too, but...
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm willing to forget about the lawyers if you do the same.
So how am I going to know?
Well, we'll sort it out between us. Get together and talk, like Clary says.
I tried that before and...
No, this time it'll be different.
How?
What? I don't want to stop George from getting to know his dad. And whatever you feel about me, I want him to see us getting on and being decent and civilised like other parents do. So if you're prepared to be reasonable...
Of course I am. I always am.
So we'll talk it through sensibly and make sure he gets enough proper contact time with you. Make an agreement and stick to it. Will?
Okay, then. Yes. If you're willing, so am I.
Oh, hiya. He's through for the day. I've got some pizza and some salad, save on cooking. And, open a couple of cans. Al?
Actually, I'm not hungry.
Oh, you eaten already?
No, I...
Hey. You're not looking so good, mate. Not good at all.
Oh, I'm tired, you know.
Yeah? Come on, talk to me. What's up?
No, don't worry.
Don't worry?
I'll be okay.
Oh, no. Come on, you're scaring me, mate. Sitting there like a zombie.
Sorry. Just had a bad day.
Well, how bad is bad? Look. The last thing I want to do is to hassle you, yeah? You can hang out here as long as you like, you know that. No questions asked. And it's probably none of my business, but... Well, I'd feel a whole lot better if I knew what the big problem was. Al?
Believe me, you do not want to know.
Well, why don't you try me, eh? Come on, mate, get it off your chest. I mean, whatever it is, you know it won't go further than this room.
My life. My life's in one hell of a mess.
Yeah, but I kind of guessed that already.
No, you've no idea just how bad it is.
Well, not unless you tell me, no. Look, I can see that you're in a state. I hate to sound like your mum, but when did you last have a decent meal?
Oh, I
mean, you didn't eat here last night, and on the sofa bed's hardly the last word in luxury, so I don't suppose you slept much either. No wonder things are looking bad.
Believe me, they couldn't be much worse.
OK, how about this? I'll fix us a drink, you know? Tea, coffee, whiskey, beer. Get some food inside you, and then we'll talk. Maybe we can find a way out of this.
Too late for that, I'm afraid.
No, it's never too late.
I'm in about as deep as it gets. I can't see any way out.
You told him what?
All these months of rowing and fighting, where did it get us? George lying there in hospital.
You can't just give up now.
I'm not giving up.
Will's getting everything he wants.
No.
He won.
No, nobody is winning or losing.
No.
Ed.
After the way he's messed us around.
Ed, we've got to think of George. It'll be so much better for him if we can sit down and talk about this sensibly. Well, can't you see that?
Oh, so Will gets him whenever he likes.
No, we'll sort out a compromise. Last night upset Will too. It gave him a real shock. I think he's prepared to be reasonable.
The first time ever.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to put an end to the fighting.
All that matters to me now is what's best for George. Well, isn't that what you want too?
Yeah, of course.
Well then.
Fine. That's what you really want.
So we can forget about the lawyers.
If you think it'll work.
There's no choice. We can't go on like this. We've got to give it a try.
Yeah, fine. We'll do that.
And there's something else I've decided.
What?
After last night. Ed, when George was hurt, I felt so scared and terrible. All that blood, it was like one of my worst nightmares come true. When we came back here...
What?
I mean, just look at the place. There's stuff all over. The heater, the pans, the iron, the cooker. It's like a death trap. It's just not safe.
Well, we've managed so far. We'll keep it tidy.
Ed, we've got to be honest. This is no way to bring up a baby. If something else happened to George, I'd never forgive myself.
It won't. Not if we keep it tidy.
No, I'm sorry.
Be careful.
No, I can't do it. I can't stay here with George, not even for one more night.
So,
I've got no choice, Ed. I'm moving him out. I'm taking him up to the house.
Emma, no.
I've got to, can't you see?
No, the George is all right here.
It's too much. I can't take it, not after last night.
But why? I mean, that accident wasn't here. It was down at Will's.
I'm sick of this place. It's not safe. It's not meant to be a home.
Yeah, but it's only until I can get
us... We can't bring up a family
it's
here.
It's not forever. I mean, well, just until we can find somewhere else.
Well, when's that going to be?
Well, as soon as I can get some
money. No, Ed, it is not fair on George. I want him to live in a proper house like other kids
do. He will. What's... We get ourselves straight,
yeah? I can't wait that long.
But we're almost there, Emma. And now we've got the cows down at Oliver's. Things are going to get better. I'll have a decent job. I'll start to earn more money, yeah?
I know, and that's great. It's not going to change.
Oh, so why can't we stay on here and wait till we find somewhere to rent?
Because I'm not thinking of what's best for you and me. It's what's best for George.
I still don't see why you got to go now.
Because...
I mean, we got all the way through the winter. All the cold, the wet, we stuck together, we managed it.
I know,
it's summer now, it's going to get easier.
Ed.
If we can hold on for a couple more months.
Ed, it's different now. George isn't a baby anymore, he's a toddler and he's walking.
So what if he is?
You saw what happened last night. Now we can walk, he'll be into everything.
Yeah, we'll just be more careful.
No, I can't. I'm not going to risk it. After last night, I'll never feel safe in here again. I don't want to see George back in that hospital. Can you understand that?
So that's it then? You've made your mind up?
Yes. Mum said I can move in any time, so I'm going up there tonight.
So what about me? You know Neil's not going to let me in that house. What am I going to do?
Here, get this down, you mate. It'll do you good.
Thanks.
Okay, so you want to tell me what this is all about?
I don't even know where to start.
Well, maybe I can help you along. If it's not a woman...
No, nothing like that.
Right, well then I guess it's either the law or financial, yeah? Or have I missed something?
I'm up to my neck in debt.
Okay.
Way over my head, in fact. And there's no way I can repay it.
Ooh, so, can you give me some idea of...
Ooh. 100 grand, give or take?
What?
Alistair. 100,000.
Oi, oi, oi.
About 40 on my credit cards and, 60,000 to Matt Crawford.
Crawford? Okay. That makes a bit of sense. I'm beginning to understand.
You want to know the sordid details?
Yeah, I mean, only if you...
Well, as you know, I started playing poker again on the net. I did all right at first.
Oh, yeah, that was me egging you on. Not much help there, was I?
I didn't need any encouragement from you. But then Matt caught on, got me back at the table. Well, Sure you can fill in the rest?
Yeah, yeah, but 60 grand.
Oh, it's not that hard. You win a bit, lose a bit, lose a bit more.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, look, I know.
You're back on the same old roller coaster. It's always the next game that's going to put you straight. As if I've learned nothing at all from the last time. How stupid can you get?
Yeah, look, I know Matt's crowd are a bunch of white boys, but why do they let you get in so deep?
It's not just about the money. Matt thought I could be useful to him in other ways.
Like what?
I'm a vet. Matt has a racehorse.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you, I think.
You can work it out.
So, but Al, you haven't done anything yet. Oh, Al. So, how bad was it?
Oh.
Okay, look, if you'd rather not.
It's better if you don't know. It was bad enough. Stupid and tawdry and unprofessional. I just found myself dragged into it all.
Yeah, sure.
Then they tried to get me in even deeper. Matt said he'd write off the debt if I put the horse down and signed a false certificate.
Why?
Well, it was injured. Not bad enough, you know.
What? And did you?
No, it was too far. I drew the line, told him to take a jump.
Yeah, okay.
So, now he wants his 60 grand.
Right. Well, how long have you got?
Weekend?
And if you don't?
Who knows? He sends in the heavies, declares me bankrupt. Either way, I'm...
Look, isn't there some way you can raise it?
That's what I've been trying to do all week. It's impossible. Banks won't touch me without any security. Or the loan companies.
Right.
I could go to a private lender.
What, private? What, you mean a loan shark?
I could probably find one. Even for 60 grand.
Yeah, at 500%. No, you mustn't do that, mate. You'd never pay it off. And they'd just skin you alive.
Yeah, I know. It'd be madness. Better to go bankrupt. So that leaves me clean out of options.
But why? I mean, you've got the house and the business.
I can't offer that as security, not without involving Shula. She knows nothing about this at all.
No, I can see that's a problem. Right, okay, so it's a lot of dosh.
Too much. I can never pay it back.
Yeah, but when all is said and done, it's only money.
Only? Look,
there are worse things in life, mate, believe me. I've had a few quid in my time, and look at me. I'm still here. I've lived to fight another day.
It's not just the debt. My whole life's in a mess. I haven't even got a home anymore.
Oh, come on, it's still there for you.
No, Shula doesn't want me around. She's made that perfectly clear.
No, I think you're wrong.
She chucked me out. That's why I'm here.
Well, that's not how
I... When she finds out about this, which she's going to sooner or later, is she ever going to want me back?
You don't know.
I don't think so. I'm no good to her or to Daniel. Maybe the best thing is for me to pack my bags and go.
I'm sorry, I know it's hard. I just can't see any other way.
Hard on who?
On both of us.
God, you'll be all right, won't you? It's me who asked
to... Ed, why can't you get this into your head? I'm not being selfish. I'm not moving out for myself. I'm doing it for George.
So I don't count for anything in this?
Of course you do. It's not your fault. It's not that you've done. It's me. It's my fault. I've messed up all our lives.
That's wrong. That's so stupid.
Oh, it's true. I've made too many mistakes. Maybe I don't deserve to be happy. If it wasn't for George, I'd stay here with you. I don't want us to be apart.
I don't get it. Accidents can happen anywhere. I'll do some work on this place, eh? I'll fix it up and make it as safe as any house.
No, it's no good. I can't stay here. I just can't. I'm sorry, Ed. I'm not going to change my mind.
Emma!
I'm going tonight, and I'll have to get all our things packed and ready.
Emma, please! Don't do this! If you still feel anything for me...
Of course I do. That's not changed. I still love you as much as ever.
How can I believe that if you're about to walk out on me?
I'm not. It's not like that.
But it feels like that to me.
I'm only going up to the house.
I shan't be far away.
Well, you might as well be halfway around the world if I can't be there, will you?
Well, we can still see each other and it won't be forever.
How long?
Well, maybe once I'm at home, Dad will change his mind.
What, Neil? Have me in the same house? Come on, get real. God, he's been waiting for this to happen, and now he's got exactly
it's
what he wanted.
Nothing to do with Dad.
Just everything. And once you're out of here, you think he's going to let me stay on here?
You can go home if you like. Go to Keithers.
Home? You just don't get it, do you? You've got no idea.
Ed, please. I'm not doing this to hurt you. Would you try and understand?
Oh, can't you try and understand how I feel for once?
I do.
Do you? I don't think I'm part of your plans at all. You're cutting me out.
No, Ed, that isn't true.
That's the way you work, isn't it? When you need me, when you want me here to support you and look after you and care for George, you'll do anything to keep me around.
Ed,
but as soon as there's a problem, when it starts to get tough,
Chris,
I'm sorry, you're on your own. I don't need you anymore.
Ed, no, that's not fair.
It's the truth, though, isn't it?
No, I do need you. I love you so much, but I have got to think of
George. I know. I gave up everything for you. My work, my mates, my family.
I know, and that's why I love you.
Everything! And now you won't do the same for me.
But I can't! All right, I can't!
No, it's not that way at all. You've got it all wrong. Shula wants you back.
Maybe that's what Caroline wants to believe.
That's not just from Caroline. I've talked it through with Shula. She told me herself.
When? I mean, what exactly?
I saw her on Monday at the May Day thing. Huh? Honestly, mate, she was looking so shaken up, like she was only just holding it all together.
Okay, but that doesn't
mean... I sat her down and talked it through. She really opened up. I mean, she's just so desperate about the whole situation.
Yeah, but what did she say?
She loves you. Those are her words. I'm not making them up.
Yeah, even if it's true.
Well, why else would she say that to me?
It's not the same as wanting me back.
Yeah, but it's what really matters.
She knows where I've been. She could always have come and found me.
Oh, come on, mate. You know that's not easy for her.
Why did she ask me to leave in the first place?
So you had a row. Hardly surprising in the circumstances.
This was more than just a tiff.
All right. You know, we all say stuff we don't mean in the heat of the moment. And she thinks that you've stopped loving her. She told me that too, and that's what really scares her. And that's not true. Is it?
No.
Hmm.
No, of course not. Never stopped loving her. I still do as much as ever. And Daniel.
Well, so all this talk about packing.
Look at me now, the mess I'm in. It's all gone too far. How can I go back to her?
Go to her and come clean. I mean, you said yourself she's going to find out in the end.
I'd tell her I've thrown away 100,000. How can I do that? Why should she ever forgive me?
Well, you ought to give her the chance.
No. Better to cut my losses now and get out of her life.
No, look, Alistair. Come on, it's not just about Shula. There's Daniel too. He needs his dad around. Well, you don't want to end up like me and Meriel.
Don't see how it would ever work.
Just take it from me, mate. Do what I say. Go to Shula. Tell her everything. Be honest. I know my own sister. She's just waiting for you to come to her. She's not going to turn you away. And then you can sort this out between you and start all over.
No. No, it's too late for that.
No, it is not too late. You can do it, Alistair. You can see this through.
The Archerist was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.